Youth Athlete of the Year, Brad Rubock. Athlete of the Year, Georgia Laird. These are the Burnie Awards. Trainer of the Year, Jerry Doherty. Surf Sports Team of the Year, Courtney Dowling and Georgia Ed. And Surf Life Saving Tasmania Hall of Fame inductees, Alexander Norton, who had a lot to do with Burnie. You must be absolutely rapt with the recognition that the club's received.
Yeah, we're very happy with the awards down there. And our members do put a lot in, and it is nice to be recognised. We've got a good bunch around our club at the moment and good coaching crew, and we put a lot of effort in, and it's nice to get the rewards at the end of it as well.
A good season on the water as far as competition is concerned as well, with Lifesavers of the Year and things like that. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what most of the awards that we got this year with the Surf Sports Award, and that is from your competition. So with the guys and girls in our club, we put a lot of effort to train hard. We do all the competition in the state, but we also go to the interstate and compete as well to get that bit extra experience. And we've had some success. We've had plenty of people go well on the mainland and represent Australia in surf sports and in ocean racing, which is all tied in. And, yeah, some of the better competitors are getting recognised with these awards.
And as I mentioned, Stuart, one of the things was the Surf Life Saving Hall of Fame inductees, Alexander Norton, no longer with us, was awarded posthumously, but the Norton family have been pretty prominent in the Burnie Surf Lifesaving Club over the years, haven't they?
Yeah, very much so. And so Alex was inducted in for his efforts in promoting and getting surf boat rowing into Tasmania. So Alex actually purchased the first few boats and got them organised to get them into the state so Burnie could have some people to race against. So it was his efforts into the boat rowing and to the Burnie Surf Club and to the state and to Australia was part of why he was all recognised.
I understand, well received by his family too. They were rapt about it.
Yeah, very, very much so. And like you say, the Nortons have been around surf life saving for a long, long time and a very important part of the Burnie Surf Club. So it was nice for their father to be acknowledged at the awards and for most of the grandkids to be there to accept it on behalf of him.
Yeah, I'm sure it was very special. As mentioned, you've taken out nearly half the awards that were presented last week. Got to mention too that Nick Canales from the Penguin Surf Lifesaving Club was named Under 19 Surf Lifesaver of the Year. And Harold Binney Wilson, BEM, of course, who had a lot to do with the Ulverston Club but originally started in Burnie. He was another inductee into the Hall of Fame too.
Yeah, he was, and he was there. So Binney was there. He turned 94 in late this year. So he was there to accept his award, and he's been the longest-serving patrolling member in Australia, and he's done a lot for the Ulverston Club. And, yeah, like you said, he started at Burnie, so he was very well deserved to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm glad you told me he was there to receive it because I knew he'd gone on a fair bit and I wasn't sure, 100% certain if he was still around. But, gee, 94, obviously his health is good. And do you reckon it's had surf life-saving over the years? Has had a lot to do with that?
I think so. It's surf life-saving, it's a help. You keep yourself healthy, but you also you need to be healthy because it's not just a sport, it's also a community service because you're down there patrolling and looking after the beach. So you need to keep yourself fit in case you need to get into a rescue situation. So, yeah, the healthy lifestyle on the beach has got to be helping.
And I guess with Burnie, it's got a very strong junior program. So if anyone wants to get involved, summer's not too far away. How do they get involved either as a junior or even as a senior member?
Yeah, well, our facilities are open most times, and the best time to catch people is probably from 5 o'clock onwards of a Friday night to come and ask some questions. We've got our web page up and running or Facebook page that you can get a lot of information off, and all the contacts are on there to get involved. So we're starting to get into a little bit of training now that we've got the indoor pool in Burnie. So you can get involved now and move forward and ready for the summer if you want to.
How are the numbers at the moment with the club? Is it in a good position or could you do with more members?
Oh, you can always do with more members, but we're in a very good situation. We're probably the biggest club in Tasmania and we've got good numbers at the moment, but you're always looking for more people, especially to get them trained up and to get them ready to be able to patrol the beach and look after our public when they want to swim.
Well, if anyone's interested in getting involved in surf lifesaving, I'd suggest that Burnie's probably the best club to do it in, given the success you had at the awards last week. Stuart, congratulations on that once again. Congratulations to you and the club on a fantastic 2015-2016 season, and all the best for the new season coming up. Thanks for your time this morning.
No worries, mate. Thank you.